Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And maybe that blogger, one of our bloggers today, is Elle Febbo, our guest. She's a Jennings Wire blogger, best-selling author, speaker, child advocate, professional publishing strategist, and contract advisor for the National Writers Union. She uses her books to raise funds and awareness for charities, including Big Brothers Big Sisters, for which she serves on the board of directors. She has raised over $120,000 through crowdfunding and recently funded her last title, Life by Heart, through a crowdfunding platform while raising thousands for a cause close to her heart. And today she'll talk all about how you might be able to do that too. So welcome, Elle.
Thanks so much for having me. This is a fun topic.
It is a fun topic and an important one. Why don't you explain to the listeners exactly what crowdfunding is and where you would even begin?
Oh, sure. Crowdfunding is a powerful solution and tool that enables and empowers authors to raise much needed funds and awareness for their book publishing venture and charities and causes close to their heart. And it's easier and much more fun than people think. Where do you start? Gosh. Right? Where do you start? That's everybody's first question. You start with who you know. That's where we always start, with everything that's true to us or exciting or new or fresh and upcoming. You start with who you know. Your crowd is key in crowdfunding. Crowdfunding provides the author with a platform that enables them to invite their audience, friends, family, everyone to contribute or pledge money to their book or project or campaign. And the author can run it however they want, depending on however that much they're asking for people to contribute. And usually we say have a goal, but you set up tiers and structures and give everybody a chance to participate and be part of what you're doing. And that, obviously, and in turn, obviously, gives you a chance to extend yourself, expand your platform, reach new communities and touch new circles, and engage your audience, your peers, your readers. The benefits go on and on.
And Elle, what are some of the components that a person should have in place when they're considering crowdfunding for their book?
Right. You know, if you look at certain author platforms, and there are author platforms specifically for crowdfunding for a book title, and the one I used and the one I appreciate very much and talk a lot about is created by Eric Bowman, and he's a genius. He has author.com, A-U-T-H-R.com. And if you go to author.com, you can check out exactly what you need to get yourself prepared before you even start yourself an account. You'll see that you'll need a powerful bio and a professionally presentable headshot and a description of your book and a working book title, even if it's not complete, a working book title or a working book cover, rather, and your agenda. Let your readers and your everybody know what you're doing it for. Why did you write the book? Start thinking about this kind of stuff, and also how you might be able to put together, which is really important, some video for that platform for yourself. So you can bring your mission and yourself and your face and all the pieces together and to life for whoever may come to potentially support you.
And Elle, I know that you do a lot of work with the charities. We talked about that in your intro. How does charitable giving fit into this? And if people connect with a charity, does that make it easier to get people to participate in the crowdfunding, do you think?
You know, people want to feel good about what they're doing. And it's called cause marketing. But really what you're doing when you're cause marketing is you're creating a win-win-win situation for everyone. I win. I'm putting my books out there, whether I'm taking a 50 cents on each book or nothing on each book. I have all these books going out there. My message is reaching thousands because someone else has come along and paid for it. This sponsor is going to now write this off. It's a tax write-off. It's a marketing opportunity. It's an opportunity to show their community what they stand for and walk their talk. And then we're also serving the charity, of course, because those funds and all that awareness, the funds are being raised for them and the awareness is being shed on them through the light that we're creating collaboratively. It's just fun. Everybody wins. So if you're publishing a children's book, for instance, consider your audience and your target market. Who are they? Who's supporting them? Children's hospitals, book banks, kids camps. Who's holding their doors open? Schools, children's homes, all other not-for-profit organizations are grasping for funds right now to keep their doors open and provide their services. And you, just may be the person that they're looking for. You know, for example, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Ventura County. Herrick Foods, doing business as Jack in the Box, has stepped in to purchase thousands of copies of What Love Is A to Z, my children's book. And we're supporting this amazing charity that I love so much and that's so close to my heart. And we're coming together to essentially crowdfund for our charity. This is anytime we're fundraising or crowdfunding, that's what we're doing when we're pulling our charitable partners in and making it matter in bigger ways than just launching a book and getting it paid for. It's bigger than that.
And Al, finally, you have 3 success tips to share with our listeners. What are those success tips?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Number one, partner with people you love, from your collaborators and your donors to the charity that you're serving. The most powerful thing you can bring to your crowdfunding campaign is your passion. And it's contagious. So work with those that you really, really love. Number 2, set clear goals. When you're going into any campaign or business or opportunity, you're going to want to know what you're going into it with and what you're expecting from the experience. So from your budget to your book sales, have an agenda and a well-defined plan. Your 30, 60, or 90-day campaign is planned down to the social media copy you share, the emails you send, and the dates on which you send them. So get clear. And number 3, don't stop. The moment you stop, your momentum does too, which can be deadly. Your buzz is a must in crowdfunding. So if you go quiet, your campaign goes quiet. You absolutely must keep going. That's most important.
And Al, how can our listeners learn more about this? I know that you have some workshops and other resources for people. Why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you?
I do. It's all available through my website at elfebo.com. I have a short webinar training, which is a guide to crowdfunding that I've created with my business partner, Tody Leidig. It's $27. It's nothing. It really just gives you the basics of where do I start and what do I do? Walk me through it. There it is, available through my website. And it is how I crowdfunded my last book, which was Nonstop Fun with this amazing team of collaborators and top level business leaders that helped promote my campaign. It's been really a pleasure, and to see them come back and share what they learned and what they know with me in these trainings has been a blessing to me and to everybody who's come to learn how we did it and how we made it such a huge success. So all those book trailers, promos, graphics, it's comprehensive, all inclusive. Everything you need to begin your own crowdfunding campaign.
Well, Al, I want to thank you, of course, for joining us again. And our listeners can learn all about Al's work, the charity she's working with, and free downloads for authors at her website, as Al mentioned, elfebo.com. That's E-L-L-E, F as in Frank, E, B as in boy, B again, O.com, elfebo.com. Thank you, Al.
Thank you so much.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers, just like Elle and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com, discover the blogger that's just right for you. Until next time.